Illinois State University has pulled the plug on in-person classes through the rest of the semester. The coronavirus pandemic continues to be a rapidly changing set of circumstances. In this interview with ISU President Larry Dietz, the president says more changes could yet happen.
Well, sure, it is rapidly changing. It's very dynamic, and literally things could change again as we're speaking right now. So it's not one that, you know, you make the best decision you can at the time, but you also need to be as proactive as possible, and we really feel like that this latest decision is that, and that it's in the best interest of our students, faculty, and staff to continue with the the alternative instruction, and we plan to do that, and we also think that that will help with the social distancing that's necessary to cope with all this, and it's the responsible thing to do. And I've also been having a lot of conversations with my colleagues at other public universities in the state, and a lot of our staff have been doing the same thing with their colleagues at other institutions in the state and out of the state for that matter. And I think we were heading in this direction, and when I had one of those conversations yesterday, I simply said, do we really think things are going to be much different? And on the 13th of April, when initially we asked people to return to, potentially the face-to-face instruction, and the answer to that, I think, clearly came back, no. Most likely we'll have more reported cases. And so the idea is, why do that? And so we think this is an unfortunate but responsible decision.
Many faculty I'm talking with are saying, okay, can do, we'll do it, we'll do the best we can for online, but it will not be the same in the learning process. There are things that just can't happen other than face-to-face. Are you concerned that this year will be kind of a lost semester for the people advancing toward graduation and toward degree requirements?
No, I don't think that really at all. I do think, one of the reasons that we wanted to get out as quickly as we could with this decision is that for a faculty member that's planning to teach for only a couple of weeks in online or Zoom or WebEx or whatever they would decide to do that's not face-to-face, that's different than a faculty member preparing to teach for the rest of the semester. And so we felt it very, very important. And if that's the direction that we're heading, is to get that message out as quickly as possible so we could allow the faculty members to do as much planning as they could. We have always been a high touch, if you will, and kind of high tech kind of university. And so we've always, I shouldn't say always, but for a long time we've offered some online courses. But our strength, I think, has really been one of our values of individualized attention, and that carries over into the classroom. And I think most of our preferences of our students as well as our faculty is to do things face-to-face. And so we'll return to that. But I think that, the online portion is a way of continuing with instruction and making the best of what we can do so it wouldn't turn into, a lost semester. So I think, the students understand that. I think it gives the faculty as much lead time as we could, and I think that the instruction will be just simply offered in a different format.
You've announced that the university will prorate room and board and will refund some money. Do you have a sense of the size of that impact?
Well, we've have some simulations that we've run, but it's going to be possibly upwards of $15 million. But this is not about the money. That's a lot of money, but it's about doing the right thing and trying to keep people safe. And the proration, I think the reason that we're using that word is that it will simply be that. We anticipate that we're going to have some students who will continue to stay here on the campus and may stay for the remainder of the semester. semester because we're really their home, and we may have some other students who can't get back to their home. So we're prepared to provide housing for a number of students, but it would, I think for the bulk of the folks, we're saying the best place for you to be right now is at home with family.
President Dietz, what else should the campus and the community know at this point?
Well, I'd say, you know, the main thing is stay tuned. This thing changes every day. We have a couple of websites that are very important. We have a website called illinoisstate.edu/coronavirus for up-to-date information about our response to COVID-19. And the site contains a frequently asked question sessions section, I should say. So that's there, and they can also, people that want to make inquiries can also address questions to coronavirus@ilstu.edu, and we have staff that monitor that site regularly. As a matter of fact, in the last several days, my hat's off to a relatively small group of people who have responded in a very timely manner to these folks, and I know they fielded, I think at last count, which was last night, well over 700 different inquiries just within a few days. And so we're trying to communicate, but the situation changes a lot. So stay tuned, and we're going to continue to work our heads off to do the best for our students, faculty, staff, and be responsible in our decision making.
President Dietz, thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Illinois State University is arranging move out for students from residence halls in shifts to minimize human contact.